Carolyn, I want to hear what you've got for us in the news this week.
Well, yes, we had Paul celebrating his 45th birthday this week. Well, Paul, you share it with the Hubble Space Telescope. It's been a phenomenally successful telescope. The number of different things that we've discovered from it, you know, whether it's probing the atmospheres of other planets, for example. And yet when it was launched, we barely knew that there were planets around other stars. And now we're measuring what their atmosphere is made of. That's just one of the many things. It's played a clear, pivotal role in so many of these major discoveries. And it's because it's got this exquisite detail in its resolution. But the fact you can simultaneously see objects in ultraviolet, the visible and the infrared means you're seeing different processes going on. So it's still going and it could continue for another 5 years, funded up to 2020. So I think it's pretty successful.
Oh, happy birthday, Hubble.
Happy birthday, Hubble. And as I'm someone who spends so much of my time explaining astronomy to the public, one of the greatest legacies are the amazing images that really have caught the public's imagination and have inspired, I think, so many people into an interest in astronomy has been phenomenal. So, yes, happy birthday, Hubble.
You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Kat Arney, and also Ginny Smith, Carolyn Crawford and Chris Smith, and we're answering your burning science questions. Still to come, we'll be finding out what causes that frisson of delight.